It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Good evening, Eagle Country, and welcome to another edition of the Chadron State Sports Journal. Tonight, we're taking you through the latest with Eagle Falls Sports as we turn the calendar to October and look forward to a possible volleyball playoff appearance and the back half of the CSE football season. We're headed to the women's volleyball court first tonight, where the Eagles are heading into this weekend's RMAC matches as winners of three of the first four in conference play. If the RMAC tournament began today, CSC would be the number five seed, clearly working on its best season in many, many years, and winners of four matches in a row. Last week, the Eagles were one of the institutions that hosted the RMAC's first regional pods, where three teams play each other at one location over 3 days. Chadron State swept a good South Dakota Mines team, then did the same thing to Black Hills State, keeping the rival Yellow Jackets winless in league action. So, what's making this season so successful and promising? A strong and diverse group of attackers with great chemistry on the floor with their new setter for starters. Senior Mason Fago leads with 145 kills, is joined by Lexi Hurtado's 143, and sophomore Bella Adams has added in 114. Two-way star Ayana Fujiyama has been dominating at the middle of the net, 74 kills and 34 blocks. Kendall Kirkwood has settled right in as the new starting setter, and even has her sister helping out attacking, Callie, with 56 kills. So a lot of options for defenses to try and prepare for and stop on match night. This weekend, the Eagles are at UCCS Friday night with a game against the Mountain Lions, who are 3-0 in league. Then on Saturday, it's a road test at Regis against the always good Rangers, who are currently in second place with a 3-0 mark and working on a 7-match win streak overall. You can catch the Eagle volleyball squad back at home again next week on Thursday and Saturday. Heading out to the football field now, where CSE enters the second half of the season in nearly the same position as last year. Against a very tough schedule, the Eagles are just 1-4, but they have all of the teams that they beat last season coming up. CSE is coming off losses to back-to-back top 25 ranked RMAC schools, Western and Colorado Mines, and CSE will be home for a homecoming date against Fort Lewis this Saturday at 1 o'clock. This is a great week to get well against a Skyhawk team that looks better than last year, but is still working on trying to break a 30-something game losing streak. Tune in for the broadcast at 12:15 with pregame and join Sam Parker and me for kickoff at 1 o'clock. It'll be on WQ Country as always. The Eagles will be trying to repeat last year's 56-3 blowout win in Durango. Switching now to golf, Coach John Ritson and his women's golf team about to play their final fall tournament. It'll tee off on Monday, October 9th in Pueblo, and it follows a fifth-place finish last time out at the Mustang Invite hosted by Southwest Minnesota State. Jordan Grasses paced CSC in that one by finishing third overall, and she led CSC to a fifth-place team finish of the 12 schools involved. After next week's Pueblo tournament, CSC is off until the spring golf season picks up in March before aiming for an RMAC championship in 2024. And out on the jogging trail, the CSC cross-country team has had nearly a month off from competition, finishing third and fourth in the four-school event hosted by Black Hills State in early September. This weekend, the team will run at Montana State Billings. The RMAC cross-country championships are coming up fast, too. That's in Denver, October 21st. And that's this week's CSC Sports Journal. Tune in Wednesdays throughout the CSC Sports calendar and listen anytime to archive podcast versions of the show by visiting the CSC Sports page on PanhandlePost.com. I'm Dave Collins.
a community bank, and your financial partner. That's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Chadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online. Fine.